exciting.
I know. So this really does put me in a good mood, honestly. So thank you for joining us, Juliet.
Thank you for having me. Great to be here. Happy Wednesday.
I know. So here we go. So here we are. Welcome to Online Events Made Simple, Episode 2. So welcome. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. I am joined by the wonderful Juliet Tripp. Juliet, please do introduce yourself.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me and thank you for being here, anyone that's tuning in with us. So my name is Juliet. I am Senior Events Manager at Chemical Watch. So I organise international and virtual B2B conferences on chemicals regulations. So that's been keeping me very busy over the last few months and years. But aside from that, I'm an industry speaker. I'm very active on social media. I'm an industry coach as well. So I coach event profs on leveling up, goal setting, personal development, and event strategy are my two favorite things. So always chatting about them.
Yeah, and I absolutely love, one thing I love about your content, Julia, is the fact that you do it on what really are simple platforms, Instagram, for example, Twitter. You're not overcomplicating it, really.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm blonde. I can't cope with all this technology. Just keep it simple. You know, all my content is bite-sized. It's available. I'm always on the go. So I need stuff that's just like quick, easy to consume. And I always put that out in my own content as well. Because event profs are busy people, you know, whether it's the height of event season and we're traveling or whether it's now and we're in this virtual world. Like, I like to make stuff easy to consume and accessible as well.
Lovely. Now, on that point then, okay, you mentioned event professionals and likewise our buyers, our potential clients are really busy. So what are some of the things you've been doing within your role to keep the online event experience really simple for your clients?
Yeah, this is so, so important. So just to tell you a little bit more, so you've got the context on what I do. So as I mentioned, it's chemicals regulatory conferences. They are very content heavy. The people that are attending our conferences are, they need the information, they need the updates, and they don't need much else. So we organize our own Chemical Watch events. We've got a publication, we've got a news service, all sorts as well, and a membership service. But in terms of our conferences and our events, it's getting that information out to our community. So we've actually run virtual events to some extent for the last couple of years because we always used to live stream our conferences from wherever they were being held in the world. But we just had to flip completely right away, and we did. So the last event I ran was in DC in the US just before lockdown, and then sort of came home and suddenly we're in this virtual world. So we really have been keeping stuff simple. You know, there have been so many flashy lights and exciting platforms and new tech coming up, which is great, and yes, we've been looking into all of this. However, we've just kept at the core, why are we running events? Who are our audience? What do they need from us? And how can we make their lives easier? And by keeping that at the core of everything we're doing, that has kept our events simple and not overcomplicated.
Absolutely. So it's interesting. I was recently speaking to some clients who are in the educational space. And for them, their lecturers use a particular piece of software to do all of their teaching anyway. And so their first thought at the beginning of the pandemic was just to stick with that platform, although it did have its limitations. But they found that doing that in the first instance was the best thing that they could have done at the time. So for you in your role, have there been major shifts in the technology that you're using? Or have you really used technology stacks that you may have been using prior to COVID?
So we have taken on a couple of new platforms. So we're very lucky that we've got an incredible AV and production team in-house who have been doing so much work in getting this off the ground. So there's been a blend of kind of the live stream tech that we were using before. But we have taken on, as I say, a couple of platforms, one to host our event and then one for networking as well. But we've really looked at what do we need and what don't we need, because there are so many frills. And it's exciting, don't get me wrong. Yeah. I see stuff popping up every single day, and I know you're a complete expert in it, but we just can't get distracted. Like, there comes a point where you have to say, if this is working for my audience, I'm going to stop signing up to free demos. I'm going to stop
Yes.
going to listening to every single pitch because, yes, we need to evolve, but right now we are still in a pandemic. It is still busy. We just need to make things work.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's one thing that you mentioned there that's really key about your audience. Staying in contact with them and knowing what they need. And nobody knows your audience better than you, or hopefully better than you, really. Now, there's something that I love about what you do with your content formatting, Julia, and I've asked you about it before, which is your newsletter, or it's an eMag rather. Really simple to download. I go onto your website. If I ever miss any of your posts, I'll go onto the website. I literally can double click and download the eMag. Now, talk a little bit about how, as event planners and organizers, we can make it really easy to engage with our content in a similar way.
Yeah, this is such a good point. So I think we have to reverse engineer it. So we have to look back at live events, and the start of our virtual journey and go, right, what are those questions that people are asking? For us, a huge one is the presentation slides, like access to those slides, because it's got so much information. We have a lot of government representatives or sort of regulators within the chemical space. So they're putting out important information. So instead of us kind of going, oh, we know this is going to happen, we'll just wait till we get all the emails, we reverse engineer it. So we send them out in advance. We send them to like downloadable, literally like my e-zine.
Yes.
It's a link, like you have a unique PDF that URL that goes to our delegates, and they can click download everything as well with our on-demand content. Like it's available on demand from the minute the conference finishes, so you can go back in and watch it. And we're upfront about that. We just do as much as we can. We have a
Yeah.
really slick walkthrough video now as well, which we answered every single question that people were answering, which people were asking when we first did our virtual events. Now
Yes.
we've scripted that. It's a walkthrough. So in your email, the day before the event, you can literally view this video and it's every single aspect of the platform.
Right. Now, this is key, right? So there's some content batching happening here to be able to keep the experience simple for your actual attendees and clients. And you're using something quite dynamic, which is, a unique personalized URL, which I love, by the way. I love those because you're going to one place all the time, you'll be able to get your downloads. And then you've upped the ante and used videos that cover every aspect. I mean, how did you find, because I have my thoughts on the difference between using a video to explain something and maybe just sending here's a, another PDF.
We do both. So it's not another PDF, but it's a dedicated landing page so that we can update it all the time if something happens. So we went away with PDF brochures, programs, because as you know, you have to update them all the time. So that's a job for
Yes.
marketing and then production team to get it live. So we do send, a simple email, a friendly email that doesn't look like a marketing email, that looks like it's from
Yes.
me or one of our other event managers that's saying, really excited to see you tomorrow. Here are the core things. And it's literally sent from Gmail. So it doesn't go into people's spam. So it's not
Yes.
another, it's got the key things they need, like make sure that you're using Google Chrome because no one wants to use Internet Explorer because it's going to mess
Yes.
everything up. And then the next level is that dynamic video. And that is the hand holding that is giving people that confidence and that clarity in how they're accessing our events.
Yeah, absolutely. Love that. So some key tips coming out there, everyone. Personalize URL, easy internally to update, because this is really key about the amount of time it takes us all to do these things now.
Yeah, so true. Just
So we have to talk about the online nightmares, because whilst we are definite advocates for the digital, sometimes things go wrong. So, what can you think of a situation where something has gone wrong and what you've had to do to put that right? And also, okay, what lessons have you taken moving forward?
yeah, so absolutely, every day is a school day. There are so many lessons. So, our studio is our office, which is based where I live in Shrewsbury in Shropshire, and we have a room that's now been transformed into a virtual events kind of
Right.
studio to run the live stream and the back stage aspects of the virtual events. But early on, we had a couple of times where our internet just went. it just cut the live stream, it cut everything. So obviously that kind of got fixed with the provider and all of that. But then it just made us think, like, how can we be really, really clear with people, and how can we fill those gaps? Because stuff goes wrong. Like, we are all human. So that's a huge one. Pre-recording content is huge also, because I know that events need to be live, or I know this, I hear it all the time, and I get that we've got many live aspects of our events, but having slick pre-recorded edited content is incredible, and not just a Zoom screen share, like edited videos with slides spliced in so it's really slick, prepared in advance, because dogs bark, children cry, doorbells go, and you can't, and internet drops out. It happens. So we just try and fix these things in advance before they happen. Another key thing we've had actually is the first virtual event that we did back in April, we had so many questions and just people in the chat with really functional stuff, like, how do I get this to work? And it was always 9 out of 10 times, something really quick to fix. So now we have a dedicated member of the team who only deals with customer service. So they are literally like in that chat box, answering questions, or they're on the phone line with nothing else happening, no other meetings, and they are dedicated to that. If a delegate calls and says, I literally can't get this to work, we call them, we walk them through it, we help them, because it's just that level of customer service that you want to expect, because we charge for our events, they're not free, definitely not free, so we need to offer that level.
So there's two things here again, simplicity that you've mentioned. One was around pre-recordings. This is a really good one because we've seen a lot of debate out there about to pre-record or not to pre-record. And I was having a conversation with a client late last night about this very thing, which is, they had some great headline speakers, like celebrities, and the scheduling is a nightmare. And so one of the things I suggested, I said, look, I know that you would like to go fully in with this live, but maybe a way to make sure you get the speaker that you want is to pre-record their segment. That way it's on their time. I mean, they may want to pre-record at 2 o'clock in the morning. It's fine. Get the recording, we'll edit it, it's ready for the day. So, really great tip there. And the second thing that you've just said, customer care. Customer care. This really, really helps. So, some practical things, I love that when you said about the individual, that is their role for the duration of that virtual event. And what we've done in the past is have dedicated help desks on the platform. And obviously they're white labeled, so it comes from the client in terms of their branding, but really it's us as technologists sitting behind there, making sure we answer all questions in real time, essentially.
And it's so important. And we are a small in-house team. Our conferences aren't huge, but we share those experiences together, and we all take it in turns to do that. So if there's an event which I'm not the lead event manager on, I'll do the customer service. I'll help out. We all get involved, and it's so great because you can the whole team then gets that 360 view of what people are asking, how we fix it for next time, and just kind of help each other out.
Yes, so this is really interesting. So, how do you approach as a team then the training pieces and what needs to be improved for next time?
So we have debrief meetings as much as we can, as time allows, because right now we're doing conferences pretty much every week through till mid-December. So it's busy, but we try and get that time in. If it's not, we don't have like a long time for a full meeting, it will certainly be sharing experiences, collating that into a document, and just making sure it's actioned for next time. But yeah, we just you've got to talk, you've got to keep conversation going, and be honest about what has worked and what hasn't worked, because that's how we learn and that's how we grow.
Yeah, absolutely. So, thank you, Julia. It's always a whistle stop tour. That's why we do online events made simple. People can just tune in over lunch hour once a week. So, what's your top tip for keeping online events simple?
Know your why. Know your
Okay.
why 100 times over. So know why you're doing a virtual event in the first place. Know your event strategy and set goals, specific goals that you can work towards. This becomes everything, and it becomes the core of what you're doing, so that if there's a decision you're not sure about, go back to the goals. If there's, it just keeps us in line and not distracted, because I see so many people like, wow, have you seen this fabulous platform with all these fun things? Like, great, we love fun things, but are they going back to your event goals? Like, there's some amazing like Christmas things going on. I get so excited seeing Christmas karaoke, but that's not going to work for what I do because of my why. So yes, it's a cool event trend to have fun, engagement and entertainment, but my audience aren't going to engage with that, so I won't use it for this kind of event. So yeah, know your why and it just keep that at the core.
Absolutely. Now, just on that then, because quite often, we talk about knowing what your non-negotiables are and your hierarchy of needs. And sometimes we do get some resistance from people saying, well, we don't know what we need. But you have to start somewhere, as you said. You've got to have somewhat of a roadmap to decide what is or what won't be appropriate for your event.
Yeah, so true. And we often have a limited lead time, and we don't know what the next year is going to hold. Things could change again, so we just need to be ready. We need to be agile. People are booking even closer to the event, and they will do even more so when we go back to live. So it's just being ready to adapt and react, but staying strong on those points. And that, for us being in-house, is a bit easier than when you're working with clients, when you're trying to like juggle lots of different demands from people that don't understand virtual events. So I absolutely take my hat off to you and other people that are doing that right now very well.
Thank you, Juliet. So where can everyone find you? Because as I say, your content, very simple, goal orientated. Where can people come and find you?
Oh, I'd love to connect with people. So I am, my main platform is Instagram. So I'm at Juliet Tripp Events over on Instagram, Juliet Tripp on LinkedIn, and juliettrippevents.com is my blog, and there's some more content on there. So yeah, I'd love to connect with you.
Yeah, and actually, on that note, actually, Julia, I know you'll be interested to hear this, but I was reading an article just this morning that said that Instagram has been rolling out with a select few creators. Have you heard about it already? I see.
Guides.
Yes, exactly. See, this is why Julia and I vibe so much. But that is really showing you how platforms, I believe, that is tiptoeing into really events area, because actually all if you can go live and you can have guides, now you can have these like micro events on Instagram.
So exciting. I can't wait to have 5 minutes to have a play around with them.
Oh, well, thank you for joining us today, Juliet. And
Thank
to
you for having
everyone,
me.
go and check out Juliet, follow her. And if you do have any questions about how you can make your online event simple, simply reach out to the team at Eventmind. Take care.